Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Secret, 4th edition, revised and expanded. What Great Leaders Know and Do is a business leadership fable and practical guide associated with Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. Combining a simple narrative format with a structured model of servant leadership. Rather than treating leadership as status, charisma, or technical authority, the book presents it as a disciplined practice of serving people while producing results. The revised 4th edition retains the book's central serve framework and adds expanded material on the inner condition of the leader, especially the heart habits that support trustworthy conduct. Its purpose is not to offer a dense academic theory, but to make leadership principles memorable enough for managers, team leaders, and aspiring leaders to apply in daily decisions. The book is positioned for individual readers as well as groups, with resources suitable for leadership development discussions. Its lasting appeal comes from translating familiar leadership ideals into a compact, repeatable operating model. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the serve model defines leadership as service expressed through action. The central framework of the book is the serve model, which gives the idea of servant leadership a practical shape. The model is commonly summarized as see the future, engage and develop others, reinvent continuously, value results and relationships, and embody the values. This structure matters because servant leadership can otherwise sound like a general attitude rather than a set of observable behaviors. In the book's logic, a leader serves not by becoming passive or merely agreeable, but by accepting responsibility for direction, people, improvement, outcomes, and integrity. Each element balances a different leadership demand. Seeing the future prevents teams from drifting. Engaging and developing others recognizes that performance depends on people growing in capability and commitment. Reinvention keeps the leader and organization from relying on outdated assumptions. Valuing both results and relationships rejects the false choice between performance and people. Embodying values connects leadership claims to visible conduct. The strength of the serve model is its simplicity. It can be remembered, discussed, and used as a diagnostic checklist without reducing leadership to a single trait. Secondly, future focus gives teams direction before urgency takes control. One of the book's recurring claims is that great leaders are preoccupied with the future. This does not mean ignoring current operations. It means that present decisions should be shaped by a clear sense of where the team or organization is going. In practical terms, future focus helps leaders set priorities, communicate purpose, and interpret change before confusion spreads. Many managers become consumed by immediate problems, deadlines, and performance pressures. The Secret argues that leadership requires a different posture. The leader must help people see what matters beyond today's tasks. This future orientation also affects morale. People are more likely to contribute energy when they understand the destination and how their work connects to it. The book treats vision as a service to the team because unclear direction wastes effort and increases frustration. Its emphasis is deliberately accessible rather than strategic in a technical sense. It does not present complex planning tools. Instead, it frames future focus as an everyday leadership responsibility that must be expressed repeatedly through decisions, communication, and alignment. Thirdly, continuous reinvention prevents competence from becoming stagnation. The book presents continuous improvement as a leadership obligation rather than an optional management preference. In the serve model, reinvention means that leaders must keep learning and must also question whether existing methods still serve the mission. This idea is important because leadership failure often comes not from lack of past success, but from treating past success as permanent proof of future relevance. The book connects improvement to multiple arenas, including personal growth, work processes, and the structures that shape how people collaborate. Personal reinvention asks leaders to examine their habits, knowledge, and assumptions. Process reinvention focuses attention on how work actually gets done, where friction exists, and what can be simplified or improved. Structural reinvention asks whether roles, systems, and organizational patterns help or hinder performance. The practical implication is that leaders must create conditions where learning is normal and adjustment is not viewed as failure. The Secret keeps this principle simple, but its reasoning is substantial teams cannot adapt well if leaders are unwilling to adapt first. Fourthly, results and relationships are treated as inseparable measures of leadership. A distinctive feature of the book's leadership philosophy is its insistence that effective leaders value both results and relationships. This is not a call for compromise in the weak sense. Instead, it argues that sustainable performance depends on the quality of relationships through which work is coordinated, problems are solved, and trust is maintained. Leaders who focus only on results may gain short-term output while damaging commitment, credibility, and collaboration. Leaders who focus only on relationships may create goodwill without sufficient clarity or accountability. The book positions the best leaders as people who refuse this split. They define success in a way that includes what is accomplished and how people are treated in the process. This balance is closely related to the book's concern with credibility. Team members judge leaders by whether their actions are consistent, fair, and aligned with stated values. Credibility can be strengthened through reliability and service, or weakened when leaders demand outcomes while disregarding people. The book, therefore, frames trust as a performance issue, not merely a personal virtue. Lastly, the Heart Habits shift attention from techniques to character. The revised and expanded fourth edition adds emphasis on what the book presents as the leader's heart, expressed through the Heart Habits. These habits are associated with hunger for wisdom, expecting the best, accepting responsibility, responding with courage, and thinking others first. Their role is to deepen the serve model by addressing the motives and dispositions behind leadership behavior. This addition matters because leadership frameworks can be applied mechanically. A person can learn the language of service while still acting from ego, fear, or self-protection. The Heart Habits point to the inner disciplines that make servant leadership credible over time. Hunger for wisdom emphasizes teachability. Expecting the best shapes how leaders view people and possibilities. Accepting responsibility prevents blame shifting. Responding with courage recognizes that service sometimes requires difficult conversations and decisions. Thinking others first is the clearest connection to servant leadership, but it is not presented as indulgence. It means considering the needs of people and the mission before personal convenience. This character focus gives the fourth edition a stronger ethical foundation than a purely behavioral guide. In conclusion, The Secret, fourth edition, revised and expanded, is best suited for managers, supervisors, team leads, nonprofit leaders, students of leadership, and organizations looking for a shared vocabulary for leadership development. Readers who want a highly technical treatment of strategy, organizational design, or leadership research may find it intentionally simple. Its value lies elsewhere. It converts servant leadership into a memorable framework that can guide reflection, coaching, and team discussion. The practical benefit is that readers can use the serve model to assess whether they are providing direction, developing people, improving systems, balancing outcomes with relationships, and living the values they expect from others. The Heart Habits add an intellectual and ethical benefit by reminding readers that leadership methods depend on the character of the person using them. Compared with many leadership books that rely on lists of traits, motivational stories, or executive anecdotes, this book stands out for its compact fable format and repeatable model. It is accessible without being empty, and its concepts are specific enough to be used in workshops or leadership conversations. Its strongest differentiator is the integration of servant leadership, credibility, results, relationships, and character into one concise structure. If you would like to support Ken Blanchard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.